Today on the Pageant Cast, Hannah Mullerick. She's America's Miss Teen 2008. TKPN. Pageant Cast episode 177. Happy April Fool's Day. Or should I say an April Fool's Day native tongue? It's for
Beepa. Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Andrea Byrne, Miss St. Francis 2006, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kreshman.
You're tuned in to the Pageant Cast. This is TKPN. I am so glad that you tuned in today. Okay. A lot of things we wanted to talk about here at the opening of the show. One of them is last week, March 21st, I was the MC for the Illinois Galaxy pageant. And I don't really think I gave the entire rundown of the winners last week. So I want to do that this week. The special awards, Serena Ritter was Miss Congeniality. Nicole Kampke won Interview. Stephanie Regner one photogenic, April Strong in swimsuit, Serena Ritter for fashion, and April Strong for evening gown. Our new Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009 was Stephanie Doffenbaugh. Our junior Miss Illinois Galaxy is Abigail Luther. Miss Teen Illinois Galaxy, Samantha Simmons. Miss Illinois Galaxy is Nicole Kampke. And Miss Illinois U.S. International was Serena Ritter. Congratulations to all these young ladies. They did a fantastic job. And we wish them all the best at their competition in Tampa, Florida this year. Let's get things started now with our special interview with Hannah Mullerick, America's Miss Teen 2008, and the rest of today's Pageant Cast.
TKPNPodcast.com. Hi, this is Carmen Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase two lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to TKPN. This is the Pageant Cast. And on the phone with us tonight, we have Hannah Mullerick. She's America's Miss Teen 2008. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, where are we calling you today?
I'm at my mom's dance studio right now. She just bought a dance studio, and I work here and still take classes, so I'm in her office right now.
That's great. Well, make sure everything's soundproof. We don't want her to hear as we torture you with questions here.
Oh, she's used to it.
Now, what part of the country are you in, though? What state are you in?
I'm in Maryland, in Columbia.
Okay, that's great. Now, you've had the title since July. What type of appearances have you had?
I've made numerous appearances. I've been in parades. I have gone as a celebrity to fashion shows, and I've done many, many, many Race for the Cures. I've volunteered, and I've also participated in them.
Any highlights? Any appearances that really stand out in your mind?
Well, probably my favorite one would be the last Race for the Cure that I did. It was in Baltimore, and there were over 40,000 people, and it was incredible. It was fantastic. There were so many people there supporting the cause.
That is great. Tell us, have you had any past pageant titles, or pageantcedents, as I like to call them?
Yes, I've held, not to brag, but I've held plenty of titles. I've been Miss Preteen Intercontinental 2003, and of course that was from the age divisions 9 to 12. And then in 2006, I held the title of Miss Howard County's Outstanding Teen. And then I went on to win the state title for that, which was Miss Maryland's Outstanding Teen 2006. And then in 2008, I won America's Miss Maryland Teen, and that led me to win America's Miss Teen 2008.
Wow, so you're already an old pro, and you're not even out of high school yet.
I hope so.
What got you started in pageants?
Well, I love being on stage. I've been dancing since I was three, so anything that could get me on stage more was what I wanted. And then, but ever since I was little, I have really watched the Miss America pageant on TV, and my goal has always been and will continue to be Miss America one day. She's such a role model to me. I've met 11 Miss Americas, and I just think they're fantastic, outstanding women that really help the community.
Okay, and I know the correct answer to this is I loved meeting them all, but which was your favorite Miss America that you've met?
Well, I have two. Susan Powell is definitely one of my favorites because I've met her on more than one occasion, and she is always so funny, so bubbly. And then also Erica Harold, Miss America 2003. She was on a cruise with me. I was a guest judge on a cruise, and she judged on a cruise with me, and she was the one that taught me the most important lesson I've ever learned, which is perseverance is key. And she said that she tried for her state title 7 times before she won it, and then she went on to become Miss America that year. So she's just really taught me such a life lesson that's so important.
Now, do you feel that you've had a lot of pageant experience, that you have an advantage as you go on into the Miss divisions, or do you feel that puts you at a disadvantage?
I don't know. I guess it could be both. There are definitely pros and cons to having the experience. I like having the experience because, you know, you're used to being on stage. You sort of get used to the way you walk. You have your set thing. You have your favorite gown, all that good stuff. But, I mean, it's good to see a fresh face every once in a while. So when you're in the system for so long, I guess, people won't get sick of you. But, it's just good to have a fresh face, I guess.
Okay. Now, you're still in high school, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a senior in high school.
And you're the class vice president and an honor roll student. How do you balance school with your pageant activities?
Well, education has always been really important with my family, and school comes first. Lucky for me, though, most pageant activities are on the weekends and during the summertime, so I have, you know, schoolwork and outside of school work and all that good stuff during the week, and then pageant stuff on weekends. But my mom has always said that busy people get things done, which I completely and 100% agree with. You know, if you have so many things on your plate, you get used to balancing your activities and you can use your time wisely, whereas people that are not so busy and then get all these things thrown at them at once, they don't know how to handle them as well.
Exactly. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Hannah Mollerick, America's Miss Teen 2008, in just a moment.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Leave voicemail and comments for Kim and the Pageant Cast. Call 414-517-4908 and let Kim know what you think of the show. This is Christina Hughes, Miss Connecticut USA 1998, wishing you Tiara Dream.
Our musical selection today does not come from the PodSafe Music Network. It comes via Aerial Publicity. And Aerial Publicity sent us the album Telling on Trixie, Ugly, Broke, and Sober. And the song that we picked off of there is Mad About You. It's a fantastic song. I know you're going to love it. If you want to learn more about Telling on Trixie, follow the show notes and follow our links, and you can learn more about Telling on Trixie. Here's their soon-to-be smash hit song, Mad About You.
Zach the Mossman Daggy here. If you're a fan of great independent music, then be sure to check out mothpod.com. It's here you'll find a plethora of shows, all focusing on the indie music scene. For starters, there's my flagship show, The Moth Pod, a show that's been going well over 2 years and has featured some of the best and brightest of indie artists. Looking to delve deeper into the indie music scene? Then be sure to check out some of the great interviews on The Shameless Plugcast. If you're looking for some eye candy, then check out some of the astonishing indie music videos on To The Flame. Want to hear the latest in music and technology news from the indie media perspective? Then check out The Pod 5. Add in some album recommendations and a few free albums, and what you get is the complete experience that is mothpod.com. Hope to see you there, and oh yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast. We have Hannah Mollerick. She's America's Miss Teen 2008. Well, Hannah, I was reading through your biography, and it says that you like theme parks or amusement parks. So I have to ask you, when you get on a roller coaster, front seat or back seat?
Oh, back seat, for sure. I learned in physics, and that's true, because I just got back on Tuesday from a trip to Walt Disney World with my high school dance team. In physics, it said that the back of the roller coaster gets more speed because it has to wait for the front of the roller coaster to get halfway down the hill before the back gets to the top. So, and the back just gets whipped around all the time. So I definitely like the back. It's way, it keeps you waiting.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Particularly, you got to go in the back seat in a wooden roller coaster. That way you can come out with, like, bruises and really be in a lot of pain. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, whiplash, all that good stuff.
Do you have a favorite theme park?
Well, I've been to Hershey Park, Kings Dominion, Six Flags, everything around here. I have yet to been to Cedar Point, which I hear is fantastic. I'm planning on taking a trip up there with my friends this summer. But in Disney World, I've been to every park down there, and I think in Disney, my favorite is Islands of Adventure.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Universal, actually.
Yeah,
but in Orlando. Yeah, I knew what you meant. I was going to nitpick you, you know.
That's okay.
Well, Kings Island, there's Kings Island that's kind of near Cedar Point as well. It has the longest wooden roller coaster. But Cedar Point is just roller coaster heaven. So if you're a roller coaster fan.
Yeah, I love roller coasters, but I'm not a huge fan with the wooden ones, because I had a really bad experience. My dad and I were on a wooden roller coaster, and we were actually in the front of one, in this one, this particular ride, and our car came off the track. So we were just chilling
on
the front wheels off the track, and we were going through this whole roller coaster. My dad's sitting there trying to rock and get it back on the tracks, and it just would not get back on.
Oh.
We got off, and we were in tears. We were so scared. My dad crying. That was a sight to see.
That, oh my goodness, that is scary.
Yeah. I don't like wooden roller coasters.
Wow. I don't think I would, having done that. I actually went on the Son of the Beast out in Kings Island, which is the wooden roller coaster that goes upside down. And they had a pretty bad accident with that one. Oh. And let me tell you, that is a scary, scary thing. So you're fearless is what it comes down to.
I'd like to think so.
You have to be to compete in pageants, right? Because you're running around having hundreds and thousands of people looking at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about America's Miss Teen a little bit. Where is that pageant held?
Well, this year it will be held in Baltimore, Maryland. Last year it was held in Orlando, Florida. And it'll be held July 1st through the 4th this year.
Okay.
I can't remember the hotel that it'll be held at off the top of my head, but
well, people can check the website. We're going to put the website link right in the show notes of today's show, so people can check that out. Now, you say what? It's like 4 days, the pageant.
Well, the pageant itself is 4 days, but the contestants have to be there for at least a week.
Okay. Now, what are the phases of competition for this one?
There's evening wear, interview, there is an on-stage question, and then there's physical fitness. And then there are optional phases of competition that I actually entered and participated in, which were swimsuit and party wear.
Okay. Now, interview, is it panel style, round robin?
It's a panel style, which I definitely prefer. I like when all the judges hear everything I have to say. It's an 11-minute interview. Well, that's what it was, at least when I did it.
Okay.
I don't know if they changed the time this year.
Right.
And then you get an on-stage question where the judges just whip a question at you and you answer it in front of everybody.
That's...
You get an unlimited amount of time for that one.
Oh, okay. Now, what has been the strangest question you ever got in the interview room?
The strangest question. I think somebody asked me what shape I would be if I could be a shape. And I think I said something along the lines of, if I were a shape, I'd be a circle because I'm very well-rounded, something corny like that.
Okay. You know, all of our listeners now are thinking, what would I answer to that one?
I know, right? What are you supposed to say to that?
I'm not a real fan of the, what color would you be if you were allowed to be a color? What animal would you be? Give us an adjective to describe yourself.
I call them fluff questions because they really don't say much about you. They don't explain any part of your personality. And they're just not important to me.
Right. Now, are you involved in any charitable organizations there?
Not at the moment. I do the Race for the Cures and I do all that good stuff. I've done a lot of work with teenagers and peer pressure. And I have just recently started an anti-Facebook type of group and how to be safe on Facebook and all that good stuff. But
which I can't really get into because I'm a big Facebook user.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I understand where you're coming from. I'm very anti-voy forum myself, so. Voy forums.
Oh, yeah. I hate the boards.
Yeah.
They're so mean.
Yes. All right. Hey, we're out of time. I want to ask you, is there anything I missed that you would like to share with my listeners?
Well, I would just like to say that, as I said before, that perseverance is the key to life. I really do believe that if you want something bad enough, you just have to keep trying, and then you'll get it eventually. And I'd like to encourage people that are listening that both teen and Miss candidates are allowed to enter for the America's Miss Pageant system at large to gain lots of experience. There are so many great prizes and a lot of scholarship opportunities, and log on to the website and see some updated photos, and also come to the pageant in Baltimore, Maryland, July 1st through the 4th to see me crown my successor and to see who will be the newly crowned America's Miss and Teen.
And remember, that website address is www.americasmiss.org. Thanks so much, Hannah, and appreciate you taking the time tonight.
All righty, thank you.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
I wanted to remind some people about our Amazon store, and you can always, if you want to buy anything on Amazon, you can just type amazon.pageantcast.com. It'll reroute you to Amazon, but it'll put our promo code in there, and that helps us out over here at the Pageant Cast. But we also have an Amazon, what they call an A-store, which, Amazon, anyway, starts with the letter A. We have one of those as well, and if you click on the shopping link on our main page, these are items that we have actually found that are pageant-related books, like Lou Parker's incredible book is out on there. And we also have this new item called the Ultimate Pageant Practice Kit. It's a pretty neat package. It puts together music, stage direction diagrams, step-by-step instructions, how to walk, how to pose, all that sort of practice questions, a lot of neat stuff. You might want to check it out. It's out at our Amazon store. You can also check the main page of the Pageant Cast. Just do a quick search on Ultimate Pageant Practice Kit, and I'll tell you all the details of this item. I do want to remind everybody as well that on pageantcast.com, there is a new posting, a new blog posting on that front page. There's a new posting each and every day at 7 a.m. We put a new show, not a new show. Oh, my God. I'm not doing new shows every single day. Whoa. That would be tough. No, a new blog post. We have a new post. We'll be out there each week. Of course, the post on Tuesdays is our weekly show. So check it out. We've been putting a lot of work into it, and we've been seeing some great results, a lot of traffic coming out to the website as a result. Well, this has been kind of sweeping all the different blogs out there. Katie Stamm has been quite busy. She spent a week in Washington, D.C. She met with Barack Obama to talk about Children's Miracle Network, and she is in the voting for one of the 100 most influential people in 2009. Now, you can find all these things out on the Pageant Cast news desk. Just type in news.pageantcast.com. We have gotten a number of updates from folks that have had a busy year in their reign as title holders. And to name a few that we've had, Carol Miller-Iron, who is America's 50s from Beauties of America, had a number of great posts come out recently. And Deborah Gilmore, she's Mrs. Oregon International 2008, put out a ton of emails recently and blog posts. And she, of course, was named the website of the week. Yes, it's a blogspot.com, but it is a good blogspot, so go and check it out. I'd like to thank Miss Teen USA Bailey Zimmerman. She gave us the breaking news that Kevin Rudolph and the Veronicas were going to be performing at this year's Miss USA pageant. We had it almost a week before the press release came out. Now, a couple of Miss USA announcements coming out. They did announce now that, of course, this year we all knew was going to be in Las Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, but also 2010. So they have made a long-term commitment to Planet Hollywood. Congratulations to Planet Hollywood for that. The other item that has been announced is that there are going to be two co-hosts for this year's Miss USA, Billy Bush from Access Hollywood and Nadine Velasquez of My Name is Earl. I love that show, so I'm really glad that they got her. Also, we're going to have Kevin Rudolph again will be performing, and it sounds like he is going to be playing Let It Rock, which is his hit, as well as the Veronicas will be playing their hit Untouched. So it should be a very good program, and that's coming up very soon on NBC, I believe, almost everywhere. You can also check out, we now have a calendar page on our internet website. Just go to the top of the page and click the calendar link. And we've been putting pageants in there. If you would like to add your pageant, just click on the link at the top of the calendar page and fill out the form, and we will put it into our calendar free of charge. I did find one piece of Miss America news this week that hit me as not news. There was a press release out of MissAmerica.org about Four Points magazine, and the April cover would have Katie Stamm on it. Now, I love Four Points magazine. Great magazine. I don't currently subscribe. I'm hoping to get to the bottom of that. But here's the thing. It's called Four Points. It is just about the Miss America system. if Katie Stamm is not the cover person for Four Points Magazine, where on earth is she going to be? Just to be, I read this article and I went, well, of course she is. Why wouldn't she be? That's crazy. But it's nice anyway. I understand why they send out the press release, but it was like, how big of a diss would it be if they didn't put Miss America on the cover of their own magazine? It really is amazing to me. By the way, Four Points Magazine, I'm not quite sure. Is it run by Miss America, or is it run by a separate entity that works a lot with Miss America? I'm not quite sure. Somebody will set me straight. Just shoot me an email, as always, at pageantcast@gmail.com. I told you a while back, I believe, that the North Carolina International Pageants updated their website. Another website that just updated themselves is MrsCaliforniaUnitedStates.net. And it's .net, not .com. Go check it out. A lot of great new stuff out there. And you can check out, she has got one of the most interesting judging panels I've seen all year. I mean, well, you know what? Go check it out. MrsCaliforniaUnitedStates.net. One of the articles we have been putting out, articles every single week on pageantcast.com. And one of the articles that got a lot of hits is our Better Blogging article, which is part of what I'm calling a series of columns called Tim's Technology Tips. Oh, gee, that's so self-serving. But anyway, I wanted to tell people about, there is something other than Blogger or Blogspot out there. And the thing that we actually use to run the PageantCast is called WordPress. And if you're one of those blogger people and you looked at all of the templates and you go, my gosh, I've seen every single one of these templates. I've seen all this. This is blah, blah, blah. I wish I had something where, and this is the big plus with WordPress. I wish I had something where I had one page was stuff that never changed and then just have the regular blog. WordPress is the one to check out. Check out that particular article. Go ahead and run a search on our main page for WordPress. I think you'll find it quite interesting. And the cost is the same as Blogger or Blogspot. It's absolutely free. Another big plus for those of us that are kind of cyber geeks and all that, Blogger and Blogspot is well known for having a lot of spam blogs, and a lot of spamming goes on out there. WordPress is a little more locked down. If that's something that's of interest to you, check it out, WordPress.com.
Remember to point your podcaster to pageantcast.com and catch the PageantCast. This is Lauren Wanger, Ms. United States 2007, wishing you tiara dreams.
PageantCast.
That's it. That's it for today's program. Want to thank you all for tuning in to the PageantCast. I'm sure that you had a great time, but if you didn't, well, you don't have to listen again, but you could also let us know so we can improve the program. Just shoot us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com, or even better yet, give us a call at 414-517-4908. Don't worry, it's just an answering machine. Leave your message, and if we like it, we'll put it on the air. If you're critical, we'll listen to it, and we'll see if it's something that we can integrate into the program. I'm out of time, so until next week, stay subscribed, and tiara dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.